Hi, this is Vina.
It's Mel.
And you're listening to Besties, Babbles, and Booze.
On our podcast, we like to discuss and recap different shows that we watch on TV, whether it be trashy reality television like The Bachelorette or Real Housewives. And also some intense documentaries, whether it be about crime or just interesting things happening in the world.
Yeah, and then as we do that, we always have a fun new cocktail that we like to review as well.
We're always looking for new interesting documentaries to review, so please don't hesitate to send us your requests. And
whatever cocktails you guys are drinking, send those to us as well, along with trashy TV too. We'll look into that as well.
Yeah.
So head on over to Besties, Babbles, and Booze on Instagram and leave a comment to let us know your favorite recommendations.
Hey guys, here we are with episode 8 of The Bachelorette.
Yeah, episode 8, we're in it. I don't know, wait, is it our episode 8? Katie's episode 7,
I think. It's episode 7.
That's what it is, seven. Yeah. We're getting through it. Like, we're close.
Yeah.
We're coming up on hometown dates and...
Yeah, mental all is next week. Oh, isn't that weird? Gosh. Doesn't that seem... Don't they usually do mental all after the fantasy suites?
Usually.
Is it fantasy or after hometowns?
I think it's after hometowns, so they're doing it a little bit early. That'll be a fun one to watch.
Yeah.
With Isaac and Carl and Hunter.
Yeah, I'm curious to see all of them together again.
It'll be great. But yeah, here we are. Before we get started, we should talk about...
Oh yeah, the cocktail we had.
The cocktail we just had.
So, in our lunch.
Yeah, we met up in Fenton, Michigan. That's where I live. There's a lot of fun restaurants and things of the sort near-ish. So we had lunch at The Laundry in Fenton. It's pretty well known, I feel like. A lot of people know about it. And... once a year at Christmas time, they come up with a drink called the Bad Santa. Well, because of COVID, we couldn't get it in December. So they brought back Christmas in July. And we had Bad Santa drinks for lunch. What'd you think about it?
I liked it. It was strong. I still feel like tipsy. I'm drinking coffee now, but it was really good.
Yeah. I mean, one little drink.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, yeah. Good. Maybe it's because it's early, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. So that would be interesting. But it's... Buffalo Trace bourbon, like this cranberry hibiscus syrup. There's like a little sprig of rosemary. There's some lime. So it's super holiday-ish, but then like surprisingly, it's still really refreshing.
Yeah, I think it went well on a summer day.
Yeah,
summer girls lunch.
Yeah, so we had lunches like two. That was really good. I had like a salmon bowl. That was yummy. I was digging that.
I had a monster sandwich. It was huge. It was not attractive to eat at all, but it was very good.
Yeah, it was like a football size
sandwich. It was huge.
It looked really good, though.
It was. I'm excited to eat the rest of it later. Mm-hmm. Or Joe might eat the rest of it since he's partying on party bus all day.
Joe's out on a party bus. Love it. Maybe you'll accidentally leave your sandwich here like I left my tacos 2 weeks ago. So that was a really great drink. I highly suggest it. If you're in Michigan, you can still get them until the end of the month, or you have to wait until December for the holidays. Yeah,
it was really good.
Yeah. Love a bad Santa. So now we get to move on to this week's episode of The Bachelorette, season 17. Oh, this was full of fun things and surprises. I think this episode was way more exciting than the last one.
And, I like that they're kind of keeping to the traditional layout.
I agree.
I feel completed at the end of the episode. Uh-huh. Like, okay, now I can mourn the loss of this person.
Yeah. Date, rose ceremony.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
There's not a lot of drama, so.
Mm-mm. I feel like the guys are all really getting along, which is interesting. It's always good to see. The episode started off, with Katie talking about this is, like, a really important week, and she doesn't know... should she give the roses to the people she hasn't had a date with, or should she give them, or not the roses,
the dates?
The dates, the one-on-one dates, sorry. Or should it be to the people she's trying to build deeper relationships with?
Yeah.
I don't know. Strategy. Let's chat.
I understand like the dilemma she has because she's mm-hmm. so far along. And at this point, it's like you want more time with the people you already have those connections with. But at the same point, it's like if that's the path you're going to go, just get rid of the other guys and just focus on
your people.
People mm-hmm. and have them all have dates. But they also didn't do a two-on-one date, which I always like those. Those are always so awkward. And they didn't do a two-on-one date.
Yeah, and I guess they can't with hometowns because, like, what are they going to do? Have two families meet up?
Like, they should have had Brendan and Mike.
I agree.
Go on a two-on-one.
Yeah.
You know, because instead of doing the group date, you know, mm-hmm. or something.
Well, they could have.
But I guess she wouldn't have wanted to give a rose to either one of them, really. But she it would have been the time that, like, this is make it or break it. You're on the chopping block. Let's go.
Yeah, and she could have still sent them both home after a two-on-one. Yeah. We've seen that happen, right?
Yeah.
That's not uncalled for, but it hasn't not ever been done before.
I feel like they always do that if the drama between, like, two specific mm-hmm. people carries on for a long period of time, then they're like, okay, mm-hmm. you have to pick one or the other.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. So she played it kind of maybe right down the middle, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So her first one-on-one date went to Greg. Little Greg, little sad puppy dog, Greg. Yeah. Aw, he's so cute, though.
Yeah, I was happy that he got the date because they obviously haven't showed a ton mm-hmm. of them together since their first interaction, other than her, like, checking in with him and seeing, like, how are you doing? This is really hard for you. So it was good to see them have fun together mm-hmm. in a not-so-serious way. But that was hilarious when they were doing that market thing and he's, like, wouldn't catch the fish.
Yeah, I mean, God, I wouldn't want to catch, like, gross, smelly fish in all my clothes. And I don't know. That's like, I get it was fun and they were being goofy, but
I wonder if that's why they had her wear that, like, green plain t-shirt.
Yeah, oh, maybe.
It's like, you're going to be playing with fish. Wear this plain t-shirt.
They match. She was very excited that they matched. Because didn't they match on their first date, too?
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting.
It is.
But it was cute that they did, like, the little floral arrangement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they seemed to, like, have fun. It was cute, like, cutesy, just laughing.
Yeah.
Kind of a date. And then the date night, the cocktail party for her, just him, like, the dinner. I don't feel like there was anything, like, transformational. I mean, he mentioned that he was falling for her, right?
Yeah. That was serious. I feel like every one-on-one date that she's been on, like, Katie has shared, like, more information or something, mm-hmm. but this one was just, like, a traditional date.
Yeah.
They like each other. It's going well.
They want to see more of each other. She, of course, gives him the rose.
Yeah.
Which was no shocker. But it was good to see them have more time together. And I'm really trying to rack my brain to remember, like, there was no, like, big, deep discussions that were missing, right?
Mm-mm.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't really feel like there was anything that special.
No, so
But what I am noticing, when she's making out with people, it's not just Connor. Like, she makes out with everyone with, like, a lot of head movement.
Oh, so she's the head mover.
Yeah, she is, like, eating their face. When they were making out in the rain.
That was cute.
Mm-hmm. It was cute, but, like, the way she's, like, it was, like, chomp, chomp, chomp. I don't know. It's
we need
her.
To start recording these on YouTube because I want to see Mallory doing that.
She's having all of these, like, makeout sessions with people, and it's like it's the same head movement. And I don't know if with Connor, it just seems so much more like intense.
He was doing it too, maybe.
Maybe because he was doing it, or maybe because she was, like, trying to push for, like, more passion, more something, but. She makes out with, like, the only person I haven't really seen her do that with is Blake. But maybe because Blake has more control of the kiss, so she's, like, not feeling, like,
he's
dominant.
Taking over. So, yeah, interesting. I'm going to pay attention to that next time. Viewers out there.
Yeah.
You watch, too. Let us know if you notice Katie and her head chomping off her her date's heads.
I've tried to pay attention when Joe and I are kissing, and I'm like, I'm not doing what she's doing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like a full-on makeout sesh with my husband and it's of like 12 immediately. Years I have not, it's not paid even, attention.
It's not like a slow build-up. It's not like...
It's like wham.
It's like all in. Move your face around. Like move it up and down. Like it's just, it seems like interesting.
Please leave us a comment and let us know if you'd like to see Mallory do an IGTV of these motions she's making right now, because it is gold. I wish you guys could see it.
It's like it's hard to watch. Like, yeah. I don't even like watching her make out anymore.
No, honestly, I think it's really hard to watch like reality TV show makeouts, because it's like real yeah. makeouts. Like, I can watch movies or yeah. whatever, because it's like not...
Yeah,
real.
Someone's this telling is them
like,
how to be.
She's trying to, like, this is a real relationship. Somebody's really trying to fall in love. And so, like, I would be weirded out if somebody was, like, taping me kiss. Like, God, ooh, the side of my face, like, my profile. And, like, what does that even look like?
But wouldn't it make you, like, less, not more? Like, you wouldn't be like, oh, I need to really show them I'm making out. Yeah. That's what it seems yeah. like. It seems like someone said, okay, make out right now. And it's like, all right, let's go at
There's
it.
There's no easy real to it.
It seems like...
Like she's walking towards them with her tongue out, basically.
Almost. But like not... It's just like... Yeah, because you can't even like see their lips because their faces are so pinched together. And it's just like...
I think you and I both should set up like a little like phone on a tripod somewhere and record each other. Like, you need to record you and Joe. Just kidding. Like, don't. Yeah. Obviously nothing else. Have it hidden and just be like, Joe, let's make out for a second and then watch it back. I yeah. want info. I want input.
I know. I'm curious how I make out. I'm sure it is not pretty. I am sure. Like, I don't think I have a better strategy, but I'm saying listen. Like, it just seems
yeah,
like she
I
goes
agree.
Face on. It's not even like side to side. It's just like full, like front to front, make out. Like,
I'm sure there has to be a meme out there about this. Somebody else has noticed.
It just
this.
Seems like it's like they're making out.
She likes the full makeout,
but it
the
doesn't
full
even seem. It's not even like a passionate make out. It's just like. Because like it doesn't seem like there's steak. A lot of, like, touching like. Or hugging. It's just, like, faces together. I don't know. Like, usually I feel like when they're kissing, you, like, see that the guy is, like, getting a little bit more, like...
Maybe she's the bad kisser.
I don't know.
Maybe
I'm
that's
like,
why Connor was
I'm like,
so
do
shocked.
These guys like this? Is this what... Are they liking the... Like, no one's really talking about making out. Like, some people are like... I feel like on the show, they kind of review, oh, yeah, this guy's... She did say Blake was a good kisser.
Greg, she said, the best kisser.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know.
We'll see.
Anyways, moving
I'm
going
to pay attention to that. I've noticed that it's been, like, intense, but I haven't, like, really... Because I kind of, like, don't... I kind of turn away. Sometimes.
Yeah, I don't really love watching either, but this is, like, so distracting. I'm like, is this how she really makes out? Like, this is intense. Like... I don't know.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to check it out next time. I'm going to start painting. I'm going to rewatch this episode. I'm going to pay attention. So yeah, they're dancing in the rain, kissing in the rain. That was a cute little into that date. Yeah,
very romantic.
Very romantic. Perfect for like the Bachelor producers to come in and be like, cue the music and the good lighting. Like, that was cute. So while they're doing their intense makeout session with their faces only in the rain. Mm-hmm. The guys get the date card.
Yeah.
Back at the house.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it? Brendan? Yes.
Yeah.
He's not on the date card. So we got Michael A., Andrew S., Justin, Brendan was on the date card. And then, oh my God. Blake.
Yeah.
And Brendan is very upset he doesn't get the one-on-one, because that leaves Mike P to have the other one-on-one. So Brendan's upset, visibly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the guys are even like, are you okay, man? Kind of a thing.
I feel like Brendan has enough, like, self-awareness that if he didn't get a one-on-one date, she's still not wanting that one-on-one time with him. That it's over.
Yeah.
But then he goes to talk to her. And, like, he's frantically putting on his chapstick before she answers. He, like, knocks on the door and then he, like, pulls his chapstick
off. Oh, I didn't see that part.
And he doesn't even, like, fully get his lips. It just gets, like, a little bit. He, like, puts it back in his pocket. And she doesn't even seem happy to see him at all.
Yeah, she's like, oh, hey. Like, hey. So he goes to her hotel room. She pulls him in. They have the conversation. She's basically like, listen, dude, I don't think you have enough time to catch up.
Yeah, I feel like I wish he would have just gone in there and been more like how he was talking with the guys. Like, look, at this point, I know it should end in an engagement, hometowns. Like, we haven't even had a date. It doesn't make any sense. So you should just focus your energy on the rest of these guys. But instead he goes in there and he's like, so together we can take over the world. And like, I want you to drink beer with my dad. And it's like,
maybe he was trying to give her that like last little bit into him.
Yeah.
Like maybe if she knows these things about me, like, would that help? Like, would that give me an edge up? Yeah. Like, I just want to act, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe he was kind of trying to go in and just like sneak another date before the group date.
Yeah. And then if he got like positive reinforcement or something. Mm-hmm.
But it backfired.
Yeah. And she's just like, let me stop you. Yeah. Yeah. You can't catch up. Then it's like, well, why even save him? I guess maybe she didn't have her mind made up about him. But yeah, like, why even save him at that point at all? Like,
I think because they have to have so many episodes, right? So they probably tell her, okay, you're going to cut it down from this amount to this amount. So, you know, Brendan and Mike P, even though she hasn't had a lot of conversations with them, they seem like the more, honestly, her whole last group are like, seem like normal picks. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
you know, and she's like, okay, these guys aren't drama.
Yeah, she's,
you know, it's not Aaron. Card. It's not Hunt. It's not all these, yeah, wild card drama guys. I'm going to pick the normal guys to go into the next week with. Don't have a big relationship with them, but at least it'll make things easy. So,
yeah,
maybe.
So he goes home, but he goes Brendan. To say bye to Blake. I've been seeing stuff online that they were on like a hockey team together and they are both from Canada. They know each other. But it's weird that that wasn't ever like a storyline. But like, I think that's why he went and saw Blake.
Because now that I think that because of COVID, they're all in their own hotel rooms. So like back when they used to have the mansion, they'd have roommates. So at first I was thinking, oh, that was probably just his roommate. But no, that's probably not what was happening.
So. Yeah, so they know each other.
Yeah, and then Blake breaks the news to the other guys in the morning, correct?
Yeah. So then they go on the group date.
Yeah. Huh. This group date was funny, I thought.
It was funny because they, like, walk in and all those, like, photos, the artwork.
Yeah, very thought-provoking and...
I don't know if my mind would have necessarily gone, like, oh, these are vagina.
I totally did.
Really? Oh, I mean, yeah. I knew based on the show, walking, like, but if I were to just see, like, that artwork randomly, I wouldn't be like, oh, this is a vagina.
I mean, there's always, like, references to, like, you know, it's your flower or whatever. And so, like, that shape in general in nature is supposed to be, like, replicative of, like, female genitalia. So, I was just in Chicago this last weekend and we were at Shedd's Aquarium and there was like some like anemone thing that they were showing like a picture of, like they had like a model of, and we were all like, and it looked the exact same as like these flower, like the same shaping, and we were all like, this is a little graphic. So maybe my head's just in a different place, Mallory.
I mean, I knew obviously because of the show and what they were trying to do and like make it uncomfortable, but yeah, I don't know. Had it not been for the show, I don't know if those pictures would have been like, vagina.
He didn't scream vagina. I about died when she was asking, the artist came out and she asked the guys what they thought, and Blake was like, this one looks kind of like messy and loud, and she's like, oh, that's my self-portrait. I was like, oh, that's really funny. Yeah. So Blake was really uncomfortable at this date.
He was like an odd duck, I feel like.
Yeah, I think because he felt uncomfortable, he felt like he had to like, oh, he just seemed like he was BSing a lot. Like that type of personality.
I feel like I got from him more on this episode. Like, I don't know if it's like a hard to get kind of thing or like, okay, I've done this, like confidence, like whatever. Like it doesn't seem like a normal, like when he was talking to the guys on the couch and he's like, okay, yeah, like at this point, like you need to be having this kind of relationship or it's not going to work.
Yeah.
And I think he was at this same stage with Tayshia last time where he got the one-on-one date.
And hadn't had any time. Similar to like
how Mike's date was.
Yeah.
And Tayshia was so uncomfortable, wasn't feeling it at all, and sent him home.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just feel like he, to me, is coming across like a little cocky, yeah, mm-hmm. she likes me. I've got this.
I can just paint this black and put no effort into it. And well,
I think
they
blacked it out. I think he like had characters like having sex.
Oh, I thought he like literally painted it black.
But I think they actually blacked his photo out. Wow. Because someone had made a comment on the show. Like, I think it was Justin said something about what he had painted.
Oh, I didn't catch it because I saw him painting something at first, but maybe he did something in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't catch that. But I thought even like Andrew S.'s like picture he did, and it's like sushi, which is like,
but it was like an aphrodisiac. Like, mouth.
But it's like this mouth and tongue and this raw sushi. I thought that was like very sexual, actually. I was like, that's a little interesting.
Yeah, and I feel like Justin, you know, he had the flower and then he like scribbled all that other stuff on it, which whatever. I wonder how much time they had to like do these.
And then Michael A, he did the sculpture. Well, like outside the box, I guess. Yeah. He tried something different.
Yeah.
But that they were funny. That was a funny date. Like, didn't hate
it. She walked over and kissed Andrew S. in the middle of the date. And like, Justin's, like the camera completely caught his reaction like perfectly. He was like looking at the camera with his eyes like, seriously, is this happening?
Yeah. There's been a couple references in the online world about the guys this season doing basically like The Office used to do that, like Jim.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a fake documentary would always find the camera and look at it in the middle. And like Greg has done it a couple times. Justin has now done it. So I wonder if it's like a running joke in the house.
Yeah.
That like, the guys are the like, find the camera and make like a funny face. So, because I thought that was funny. I'm like, that's Greg just got called out on that. Yeah. I thought that was funny. So then they have their like little nighttime party.
Yeah.
They each get a good amount of time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Michael A, he was there. He was talking about what life would look like.
Oh, yeah. And if she's ready to, like, step into that role. And she was like, oh, I'm just focusing on love. And, like, as long as we have love, we'll figure everything else out.
Mm-hmm. And she was talking about, like, if I need to go get, like, the juice boxes and then this and that, that's what I'm going to do. And I was like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
They had a good little combo.
Yeah. That was nice. Andrew takes her out and recreates their one-on-one date, which was really cute.
Yeah, that was cute. Love that.
And who else? She had time with Justin, and he painted her another photo.
An actual one. Yeah, piece, which was beautiful. Yeah. The butterflies and the rose.
He seems talented.
And they seem to have, like, a quick connection. Like, I didn't even think he was anywhere in the running until he had his one-on-one, and then she's been really excited about Justin.
Yeah, and it's not like they seem like they have this crazy connection. He's just kind of, like, there, I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't really know anything about him other than that he paints. Maybe, and he's, like, expressing his emotions more than he ever has before, and, like, that's going well for him. And then isn't this the time that Blake tells her that he's not at the love stage yet?
Yeah, I'm not in love yet, but I could see myself getting there or something, some sort of comment like that, which was interesting. I thought their interaction was, like, they weren't all, like, making out like they usually are, were
they?
No, they
didn't even show them make out at all. And I actually thought that... So, I feel like Blake's reaction and conversation is, like, a normal date-like reaction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you've had one date. You've kind of been on a few group dates. It's like, yeah, I, like, can see this going somewhere, but I don't, like, I'm not in love right now.
Yeah, I thought that was
funny. But I think that he knows, like, okay, at this stage, I'm supposed to be telling her I'm in love with her. So at least he's being honest. But I feel like he came in hot when he first saw her and was like, oh, I'm, you know, I can definitely see this.
Going
in
somewhere.
Being in an engagement. This will end in an engagement if you keep me on the show.
Yeah.
And it, now he's like backtracking. I feel like he's kind of backtracking a little bit. And like,
yeah, it's just definitely really interesting. And maybe he's doing that to like gauge her reactions too. So it was like some interesting little chats. They go back out. She acknowledges each guy. You know, I thought that was nice that she kind of recaps each little conversation, which is cool. And she gives the rose to little old Michael A.
I know. So sweet.
Yeah. I think he deserved it. He's been waiting a long time. He and Greg have been like waiting. Like, they've starting out hot up front, and then they've just been sitting in the back burner for a while.
Yeah, and I feel like they've been solid guys from the beginning. So.
Yeah, and I always do like that she does say, like, I'm not ever just giving the rose to just you. I know that this rose is going to James, and I think that is really sweet. So.
Yeah, it's very cute.
That was cute. Then good old Virgin Mike P gets that next one-on-one. I could not stop thinking of you. And thinking how Mallory is probably freaking out at this date, going, no, no.
It was so, like, I understand he's a virgin, but he's obviously cuddled with people before. He's been in relationships and stuff. So it's like, you're going on this cuddle date. They weren't even doing anything that uncomfortable, like some of the yoga poses that they make people do and things like that. I felt like this was a very normal, like, I mean, uncomfortable because someone's telling you, like, how to cuddle or
what to
do. And
you're doing it from the cameras and you're outside.
But maybe, I understand where it was like, okay, they haven't really had any alone time at all. And their first thing to do is, like, let's be super touchy-feely. But he kept talking about his mom, which was,
freaky.
Weird.
And then, okay, I get it, like, if you're telling the camera that, that's one thing. They're going to edit that in, right? But he said it to her, too.
I'm sorry, but when I'm, like, cuddling with Joe, and I know my family's not super touchy-feely, so maybe that's why I have a different perspective. I never, not once, am ever like, I feel so comfortable. Like, I feel like I'm with my dad.
No, I may have made references. Like, my family is very cuddly, right? And, like, I've made references of, like, Zach reminding me of my dad, like, as far as, like, work ethic or, you know, things like that. But, like,
you cuddle me just like my dad.
Like, and my dad's going to be so mad to say that you may cuddle better. Like,
that's creepy. It was just weird when they're, like, spooning.
Oh, so
and
creepy.
He's just like, yeah, you remind me a lot of my mom.
Yeah, he was creeping me out a little bit.
Like, it was just kind of like, and then they were in these white, he was in this, like, white robe thing. Like, it was just, like, oh, gosh. Like, I always thought Mike was, like, a nice guy and everything. I never really thought that they would end up together.
No.
But, like, this obviously showed they're not on the same page. Yeah.
They were giggling. It was a friendship zone. Yeah,
but it was just weird.
So she obviously comes out. She's crying because she knows he's like a really good
dude. Yeah, he does seem like a really good, takes love. I feel like he's the type of guy who takes love or relationships like super seriously, which is good, but also either has super high expectations for that love or would almost be like smothering with it.
Like,
in a uncomfortable, like he needs to experience some stuff.
Yeah, yes, I agree. Because I definitely was getting this, like, feeling that he was, like, didn't he say something like, I would rather get hurt than hurt somebody? So it's like, he'd just be willing to take any relationship that comes his way, almost, that's, like, going to give him, like, more than one or two or three dates. He's just going to stick in it.
Well, it's like, okay, so, breaking someone's heart. Like, yeah, like you're saying, like he's just willing to stick it out because he doesn't want to break their heart. Well, that's not good.
Yeah. Like, I get it. Like, listen, I know you have to work on things. You have to work on issues. You can just leave or whatever. But you can't just, like, stick it out as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's just, you're going to be taken advantage of. Like, that was just an awkward date. Yeah. But I just kept thinking, like, Mallory
would hate this date.
Yeah, I would hate any of those like weird yoga. I would hate almost pretty much every date.
Unless it's like a helicopter
Unless
ride.
It's a helicopter ride, or, you know, you're going through a market, or the shopping ones. Like, that would be fun.
Vineyard things. Cooking together.
Travel dates and stuff like that.
Wasn't last year they did the Tayshia and Ivan did that date, like, where they cooked and played games and they had the lava on the floor. That'd be a fun little date. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Come on, Bachelor producers. Stop with all these weird, awkward dates. Yeah.
It was just, I mean,
it's a little painful.
It brought out the weirdest side of him, I feel like.
Yeah.
Which was good to see, because then I didn't feel bad at all that he was going home.
Yeah, same. Same. So, yeah, she basically was like, hey, this isn't going to work, and I'm so sorry. I know you're a good guy, but you got to go. So, and the guys are back at the house. They're talking about it. They really pretty much feel like he's not coming home either. So, I don't think it was a surprise. I don't think Mike was surprised either. But
no.
So, yeah, he takes off walking away down the dirt road in his little caftan.
Yeah.
It's like a little white cult leader outfit. So, what does that do next? We head right to the rose ceremony?
Yeah, I don't think there was really anything.
Now, I don't know. I think it was the group date. And I just want to mention this really quick. She had a ponytail and it was so bumpy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, what is going on? Yeah, it was, like, really bumpy. Like, mm-hmm. I get, like, you're trying to have a rouged pony, but it was, like, just like a little kid ponytail. Mm-hmm. And that was funny. But her rose ceremony look was really cute. The pink, low cut.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, little half-up hair with the, like, tight-collared kind of necklace. Like, is that coming back? Or collar, like, necklaces coming back?
Yeah, I feel like they're still kind of in.
Okay. That's good to know. So, yeah, she looked real cute there. Mm-hmm. So, we go through the rose ceremony.
Yeah. Rose ceremony. I was really surprised.
I was shocked. But I was shocked, but I felt it coming, but it still shocked me.
Well, it's like, okay, it makes sense that she didn't give him the group date rose, Andrew, when he told her he was falling for her.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would have been like, okay, I feel ya. But she didn't.
Mm-mm.
And I think he was kind of surprised by that at the group date. And he kind of like expressed some doubt after that. Like, okay, that doesn't really make me feel good.
Yeah. So she ends up picking Justin.
Which is so weird.
Instead of Andrew. And maybe that's like a defense mechanism. Maybe that was like a throwaway. Like, I'm going to pick this easy pick that I know I can get rid of next week. Because I still have the stronger connection between the top three.
Yeah.
You know? So let's make it easier and not like lead...
Yeah, because Andrew was getting really infested.
Yeah. Maybe it freaked her out. I know he did talk about quitting baseball or football for her, so maybe that freaked her out.
I thought that was pretty huge. Like, and she was like, no, don't do that.
So maybe she felt like if he was going to be with her, he was going to squish her dreams and she didn't want to do that. Maybe there was back stuff that we didn't hear her talking through.
I feel like, so if Andrew is at the point where he's like, okay, I'm done. I can be, if I meet the right woman, I'm done doing football. I want to be with them and like start my life with them. And if she's still on the page where it's like, yeah, no, like I would still want you to like go. And if we're living in different countries, like whatever, that's no big deal. Like that would be extremely difficult, especially when you hardly know each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, obviously that means he's pretty serious. If he's willing to like stop that. But
yeah. So, yeah, super shocked. I think even Justin was, like, a little bit like, oh, my gosh. So, that was crazy. So, they end the rose ceremony, and I'm, like, looking at the time. I'm like, we still have, like, 12 minutes left. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, it kind of goes into the next day.
Yeah. And she's expressing a little bit of doubt. Like, that was her first decision that she made that she wasn't 100% confident on. And then Andrew shows up.
Yeah, that was kind of shocking. Like, I did not expect that to happen. Now, I do know that there's that whole thing that I knew we hadn't seen yet of her saying, Andrew. You know, so I knew that that was coming, but I thought maybe, oh, maybe he's going to come back during hometowns or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she's talking about how hard she took it the night before, and he little tap, tap, tap on the door. And it's him, and she is, like, excitedly shocked.
Yeah, I feel like... That was interesting because she was like, oh, okay. Like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, yeah, I want to leave it on a good note. Like, we're both sad.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. I got like a little bit of the Tyler Hannah like vibes, the last episode of like the after the final rose, and they were sitting there and they're talking and they're like, are you going to ask her out? Are you not going to ask her out? And you just felt like, oh my God, is this going to happen? Is this going to happen? And I kind of felt like that watching like Katie. So Andrew leaves. Okay. I just wanted to leave this on a good note, give some closure. We wanted to laugh and smile, not be crying. But here, read this. So of course, like any woman's going to do, as soon as he turns his back, she's like, dee-lee-lee. And what does it say?
If you change your mind, I'll be waiting.
Yeah. And like the video camera, I'm like, those producers are like, this is gold. This is gold. Be everywhere. Cameras, you gotta, like, I can't imagine what was going on in the headpieces of all the cameramen and producers and stuff. Like, this is like TV I know, drama it was like, gold.
So. I took it as like, if you change your, I thought, okay, like, if this doesn't work out, get a hold of me later.
That's what I took it as too. And I think, honestly, that's what he meant it as. I don't think he expected her to come running.
Then she like chases him down. Yeah. And his look on his face was like, what the fuck? Like, what? She's coming back for me? And then she jumps on him and she's just like, I just want to give you a hug. It's like, well, this is dramatic.
Yeah. And then she's like, I mean, would you, like, if I could get you to stay? Then he's like,
no. Like, because he didn't really want to stay.
Like, I don't think he wanted, and like, I know he mentioned, you broke my heart here. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I think, like you just said, he is totally meaning when this show is over and you want a real relationship and you want to try something, please contact me. You know, that's what
especially
I think he
like
means.
Once she watches the show back and like sees, you know, what everyone is saying and like how all the guys are, like,
and how he has held it down in the house and defended her decision.
Yeah, didn't get caught up in all the drama. Was more like, I trust her. She's got it. She's a grown woman. Let her do her thing. Wasn't jealous. Yeah, and she's just like, if there's a way you can stay, do you want to stay? And he's just like, no, why are you asking? Because then it's like, she's changing her mind if you want to stay.
Yeah.
And then he's like,
I think it was like, no, I'm already,
you already let me go.
But I'm just
like, I'm obviously your fifth choice. Like, I don't want to stay here. Like, and to his point where he's like, there's no reason for me to stay on and then have her go through another rose ceremony where it's confusing. Like, go with your gut.
Yeah, go with your gut and then see how it plays out. If for some reason it plays out in a negative manner, you can reach out to me. I am here for you. And maybe something can happen. So,
or if she ran to him and was like, I made a huge mistake. Or, oh my gosh, I do love you.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose you. But she didn't. She just ran up to him and was like, I want to give you a hug. And it's like, that's not.
But I mean, when she was like going down the hall, yeah, like looking for him, and I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
What's going to happen? What's going
to
happen?
I'm like, it's because I know you had told me at one point that you think it ends abruptly. I'm like, is this what's happening? Is that why Mental All is next
week? It has to because, okay, so there would be Mental All, Hometowns. Fantasy Suites, and then the final episode. That's 4 weeks, but...
Two and two? Are we going to get two episodes next week and two episodes the following?
When does Bachelor in Paradise start?
Like, August 6th, 7th, something like that? Yeah. So I mean, like, unless they're doing, like, maybe it's, like, two and then one or something happens. Yeah, it'll be interesting. Because we get two episodes next week, right? Is it Mental All and...?
I think it's just Mental All.
Oh.
So I wonder if after Hometowns or maybe Fantasy, she changes. I like, there's too much left to happen and there's not enough time.
All my clients at the salon keep wanting to tell me all the spoilers.
Oh,
and it's getting like really hard.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm like, don't talk about it. I don't want to hear it. I'm not even allowed to talk about The Bachelor. Zero until I'm with Mallory. So
I feel like she's the most into Greg. Like, that is the one she is the most concerned with.
Yeah.
At this point, leaving.
I think final two are going to be Greg and Blake.
Yeah. Yeah, I could definitely see her. Like, Blake seems like the more realistic, have a relationship outside of The Bachelor. Maybe not. I don't really know that I see them getting engaged. I don't really see, like, marriage happening anytime soon. But I feel like, I think Greg leaves.
Really?
At first, I thought it was Mike.
Okay, so there was like a little...
I think it was Michael, but when he was talking to his son, like, they still haven't showed, like, the point. Like, they showed the trailer, but they haven't showed Michael, like, talking to his son where he says that.
What if Michael and Greg left, and it left Justin and Blake, so that it just ends abruptly because she obviously is going to pick Blake?
I don't know. I just can see how, so like, if Greg goes to Fantasy Suites, how Greg would have a hard time handling her going to the Fantasy Suite with Blake, with multiple people.
Especially because they're already, like, on top of each other.
And I really don't see her having that much sexual chemistry with Michael.
No.
I don't. Like, I think Michael seems like a great catch. Like, I think he's a good guy, but I don't see them together. I don't think she's really ready at this point to be a full-time mom. And she's saying, like, oh, I'll get the juice boxes, but, like, that's not really motherhood. You know, like...
It's not?
Like, that doesn't... That's, oh, yeah, I can be, like, the... That's, like, me being, like, oh, yeah, I'll just be, like, the fun aunt. I'm totally fine with it. And then I spend, like... 20 minutes with my nieces, like, screaming in my ear, and I'm like, let's play the quiet game. Everyone shut it down for five minutes.
I got an idea.
But, like...
We're going to play hide and seek for hours.
Yeah. So I could see Michael is super endearing, and I, with his story, and, like, I feel like he needs more time to develop a relationship. I could definitely see him being the next Bachelor. But I also feel like Andrew's exit, where he was like, I want my wife to choose me first or be my wife's first choice.
That's a very Hannah Brown exit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I could see it being him. Or if they do two Bachelors.
Ooh.
And they want to pick a person of color and a white person. There's your two, because they're having two Bachelorette seasons. Yeah, Michael. Yeah. I feel like Michael has enough personality and a good story.
And they've never done that with the guys.
And Andrew has a good story as well.
Okay, Bachelor producers, that's our
Greg
idea.
Does not have enough personality.
No.
And I will not watch if Blake is the next Bachelor. I will not watch.
She's saying that. Let's just put this on record.
I just can't.
She's still going to watch
it. I cannot watch him. I just don't like the dude.
Speaking of Bachelors, my Hulu, when I finish, like, the episode, it always goes back to, like, some old Bachelor episode. Like, it just queues up, and it's Colton.
Oh.
And it, like, that. So he'll just be on, like, if I can't get to my, like, iPad quick enough. And it's so creepy to watch. Like, you're like, oh, nobody thought he was maybe going to come out of the closet at some point. Like,
or
it's just
be
really
a stalker.
Just,
like,
very
the way he
interesting.
Looked at Cassie during that whole thing. Like, he was looking at her, like, remember all those memes where it's like he's looking at her?
Like, obsessed.
Yeah.
It was just weird. So, if you want an interesting watch, go back and watch his season, because it's just really interesting now that we know everything we know. It's just kind of like, huh. I can see all of this playing out.
Yeah.
But, so prediction for the winner. You say Greg.
I say, no. I think Greg.
Oh, you think he leaves?
I think Katie gets her heart broken by Greg. I think that's what blows it up. I bet you, I wonder if she lets Michael go after hometowns.
Okay. I see how this is playing out.
I see her taking Justin to Fantasy Suites because I could see how she'd want to sleep with him over Michael. And I think after she meets Michael's family, it's really going to hit home. She's not really ready to be a mom.
Yep, got it.
The connection's not there.
So
then it leaves Greg, Blake, and Michael. And Justin.
So she goes to Fantasy Suite with Blake first, let's say. And so
maybe,
Greg's upset.
Maybe. Like, I can just see how Greg is like, no, I can't do this anymore, or whatever. I also saw a rumor online that Greg has been trying to get on The Bachelor for a while.
Huh.
Now, who cares? Like, who cares? You know, he finally gets cast on the show. But he's been trying to get on for a couple years. Like, back when it was Hannah Brown's.
Sheesh, these
guys.
And
he went to acting school.
And we're worried about freaking Isaac. What's his name, Isaac?
Thomas.
What? God. It's the bad Santas. Every time I have a cocktail before recording, where did Isaac come from? Was there an Isaac?
No, I don't think
Wow,
so.
Thomas, that's what I meant.
But, yeah, and I see it blowing up. I think I could definitely see her ending up with Blake, but I don't see it ending in an engagement if that happens. So, and this is not Blake's this is backup not a, based on a spoiler. I swear.
Okay. So
I'm saying
so she wants Greg. Greg's irritated. He leaves. So she's just left with Blake and Justin. So it's like, well, I'm definitely gonna go with Blake, even though Justin's a great guy. But she just has more of a connection. So he's like the backup pick.
Yeah. And I can see her going to fantasy suites with Justin and them like having a fun time, but like no emotional connection. Mm-hmm. It's just strictly physical. And then Blake, there's like both physical and emotional connection. Blake's not ready to propose. They just ride off in the sunset together and claim that they're dating. But I feel like because the way the season's been going is like she's always reassuring, having to reassure Greg. He looks sad. Like, what's going on? You know, like, she even said, I have a fear that you will leave.
My biggest fear. So that's interesting that they're feeding into that for us.
You're going to leave.
Yeah.
And he's saying, like, oh, I'm all in, you know, whatever. This is really serious for me. But it seems like Greg has, like, a good family life and, you know, they showed in his promo and all this stuff. So I can, like, almost see how.
His Instagram is full of all his family and nieces and nephews, like all that.
So I could just, I feel like,
all right,
Michael's got to go home. Is Michael, I would be surprised if Justin goes home because I don't know why she would be keeping him if it weren't for a physical. Because they had
a little connection on their one-on-one, and it seemed like he kissed her on the neck, and she really liked that. Yeah. And she says it just felt like a real date. Probably maybe out of a lot of them, it felt like just like real comfortable, normal date.
Yeah.
Normal guy, normal date, that kind of thing.
So that's my prediction. What do you think?
Okay. Well, now I don't have any idea because I was actually going to say Blake in general. Like,
well,
I
think, when?
Yeah, because of her bringing him on, the strong physical connection. I think it could get annoying that Greg is, like, just not snapping out of it, you know, and Blake has been in it. He hasn't wavered.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's been a little bit, like, backing off his engagement idea, but he's still been, like, not pouty. He's not being pouty.
Yeah, he seems confident.
He's very confident. So I just think it's Blake because of those reasons.
Yeah.
We'll see. But, I mean, you're saying Blake, too, but in a backdoor type way.
Yeah, because I feel like they haven't showed a ton. Like, and even the last conversation that they had, it wasn't super physical.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know it probably has to do with editing and stuff like that, but it just seems like they're not really overdoing it with Blake, like overshowing the love and all this stuff. But like with Greg, they've been super focused on her and Greg.
Yeah.
And I feel like she gave him that second one-on-one date to like reassure him yet again, I'm into you. Like, I just am feeling there's too much going on where she's, I don't know.
All right, listeners, you're going to have to also put forth your predictions. This week, I'll try to post a poll, see what you guys are thinking out there. Is Mallory right? Is all this drama going to unfold, or is it going to be like a simpler path to true love for our Katie.
Yeah, so maybe she just goes to the fantasy suites with Blake and is like, I like him the most.
He's really good. I don't know. Mallory will be upset.
Or it's like, maybe it's Michael.
Maybe it's Justin.
But with all the guys, hanging out, like I'm seeing all these photos online and Michael's in those photos. With all the guys.
Yeah, but I've seen a picture of like Greg with Andrew and Justin the other day because I think they've just filmed Mental All.
Oh, so that's why they're all together. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Then that makes more sense because I'm like, which one haven't I seen?
So,
and it's Blake.
So we're thinking also predictions will either be Michael or Andrew for the next Bachelor or both. But then you got to also think too, don't forget, we have Michelle's season coming up.
Oh, that's
with
right.
all those men. So these guys have to work almost twice as hard to become the next Bachelor.
That's true. So maybe at that point, and then it also leaves more time for the dirty laundry to come out about these guys. Mm. Now that they're in the spotlight a little bit, they can kind of vet out who really is clean.
I love it. This has been a good season. I liked this season a lot.
They are doing another season of The Bachelorette.
Yeah, so we'll see.
I wonder what guys they'll cast for that. This is like a The drama wasn't like that. And
no,
Carl
it
was
pretty
annoying.
Good. But Hunter she got
was a little
fast.
Annoying. And then Thomas. It was like one or two episodes and it was done. I feel like the guys, when they're The Bachelor, they keep that annoying girl on for like six episodes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's like, just let her go.
Yeah.
You don't even like her.
I think all the women in Bachelorette history, I feel like, I remember watching the first couple seasons with my mom years ago, and we always would comment how women actually get down to the normal people faster than the men do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just like a, it's just a woman thing, I think.
I think guys are more distracted with looks.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And if they know who they're going to pick, they're like, okay, well, these girls can stay on, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Yeah, they're fine. I can make out with them a little longer. Yeah, well, this is a good episode. So the next week we'll have Men Tell All. And then Bachelor in Paradise is coming out, so that'll be fun. I haven't watched that in a couple of years, so that'll be interesting.
Oh, I love Bachelor in Paradise, man. That is so juicy.
It's just the drama.
Although the last time they focused on, like, Hannah, G, and Dylan the whole time with Blake, and Blake came off of Stagecoach and had slept with all these people.
Oh, I didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
Because I didn't watch it.
That was, like, a big deal. He, like, was sleeping with Caitlin, who's now with Dean, and he was also with that Kristen or...
Caitlin just got married, right?
I don't think that they're married, but they, like, wear rings and they're...
Okay.
But then this other, I think Kristen is her name, and she was on Nick's season, the Russian girl who was an orphan, and...
Oh, yeah, I remember her.
He was sleeping with her as well. And then Stagecoach happened, and he, like, slept with both of them. But then when he went to Bachelor in Paradise, he flew down to Alabama to visit Hannah G.
Oh, my gosh.
Before filming started. And then when he went, he, like, saw Tayshia. Was it Tayshia? No, it was, No, it was Tayshia. He saw Tayshia there, and he was like, oh. So instead of taking Hannah G out, or any of the other girls he was sleeping with, he took Tayshia out on a date.
Weird.
And then they're all, so then all the girls are left on the beach talking and putting pieces together. And then Tayshia comes back feeling like this great connection with Blake. Blake's so great. And then all the girls were like, this isn't cool.
Tayshia that is with Zach Tayshia?
Mm-hmm.
Was this like before?
Because she didn't get picked as the Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because that was where she ended up with John Paul.
Yeah. Oh, that
John
season.
John Paul Jones or
whatever. Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
That was, so that happened, like, all of his drama came out, and then Blake was pretty much the hated guy ever, and Caitlin's story was just, like, he played her.
That was Blake? Because wasn't Blake on Tayshia's season?
No.
So they wouldn't have known each other.
Blake was on...
the other Blake.
Oh, yeah, no, not this Blake.
Oh, I was, like, so confused.
No, Blake...
yes, yeah. The other Blake.
Yeah.
I know which one you're
another
talking
Blake,
about.
Right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So there's a lot.
There was a lot. And then he released these text messages that, like, basically went against everything Caitlin, the whole story Caitlin was trying to say. Like, he used her. She was the one trying to initiate the sex in these messages. And he was the one saying, like, no, no. She's like, no, come over right now.
Interesting.
Like, all this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I see. I don't ever follow Bachelor in Paradise. The last one I watched was with Joe and
grocery
Kendall.
Store,
yeah, you know me.
He's coming back.
I know. I saw it. He's one of the people listed. So I love Grocery Store Joe. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah. So anyways,
cool.
Yeah. Lots of juice on
lots
the
of juicy
paradise.
Things. Well, thanks so much for listening. And leave us a review on Apple. Leave us some questions or comments on our Instagram. Yeah. Let us know what you're thinking. Thanks, guys.
Bye.